You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's July 31st, 2025, and welcome to episode 143 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest games industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me today on the show. I hope you're all having an outstanding week so far. My week has been crazy stressful, but it's podcast day, and podcast day makes everything feel better. This morning, I'm going to be talking about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 plus 4. But as always, we're going to start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from the past week. And the stage is set for a clash of two video game titans as this week, Sony filed a lawsuit against Tencent, claiming copyright and trademark infringement over their upcoming game, Light of Motoram. That's a terrible name. Which bears an uncanny resemblance to Sony's Horizon series. The game, which is being developed by Chinese-based developer Polaris Quest, features a post-apocalyptic open world where a tribal-looking, red-headed young woman goes up against robotic wildlife called mechanimals. Yeah, and if that doesn't have you convinced that this game is a blatant ripoff, just do me a favor and go Google the key art for the game, because if you squint just enough, it is exactly the same as the art for Horizon Zero Dawn. Now, the real interesting part of this story is that Sony claims that back in March of last year, Tencent approached them wanting to collaborate on a Horizon game that they would develop themselves. That's a proposal that Sony swiftly shot down, and they claim that Tencent had already begun development on this title in 2023, and even after Sony declined their offer, continued work on the game. Sony says in its suit that Light of Motoram is a slavish clone of their popular series, and that the publisher, quote, misappropriated protectable elements of SIE's copyrights in the Horizon franchise to a significant degree. And I think they got a pretty good case here. I mean, if I didn't pay close attention to, you know, industry news, and I saw images of this game, my first thought would be that Sony was releasing some kind of, you know, mobile Horizon spinoff or something. We saw this play out very recently with the release of Pal World and its similarities to Pokemon, but Tencent, you know, has much deeper pockets, so we'll see if they want to turn this into a real fight or not. Pro Skater was one of the most iconic and successful video game franchises of the early 2000s. It was a huge cultural influence, introducing a lot of people to the sport of skateboarding, as well as to bands like Primus, Goldfinger, and Millencolin, thanks to its iconic soundtrack. It was also a massive commercial success, reaching over $1.5 billion in sales over its lifetime. It hasn't always been kickflips and sunshine, though. After the first four Pro Skater games, they released the two Underground games, which, you know, were fine, but didn't quite pack the same punch. And then they fumbled their way through a number of flops like American Wasteland and Project 8 before the deal with Hawk and Activision expired in 2015. So fast forward 5 years to 2020, and Activision releases a remake of the first two Pro Skater games to an audience that at this point is starved for skateboarding games. Critics once again loved it, and they sold a million copies in just 2 weeks. Tony Hawk was back in a big way until Activision decided to pull the plug on what was going to be the follow-up, a remake of Tony Hawk 3 and 4, and send developer Vicarious Visions off to be a Call of Duty support studio. Well, okay, so like now the series is really dead, right? Wrong again! Enter Microsoft, who announces plans to purchase Activision in 2022. Now, I'm not going to say that like Xbox saved the Tony Hawk series, but they did express an interest in letting the teams at Activision make the games that they wanted to make. And now we have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 plus 4. However we got here, I'm glad that we did. So like the last compilation, this game collects two of the iconic entries in the series and presents them in a glossy new package with tons of modes and features to keep you grinding for hours, and a bunch of brand new additions as well. You've got the two different campaigns from Tony Hawk 3 and 4. There are online modes, the Create a Skater and Create a Park modes, and a bunch more, lots more, including unlockable skaters. Do you want to play as the Doomslayer or Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles? Good, because they're here. They also added some new stuff that wasn't in the original games, like a photo mode and two brand new levels. Now, there's also a new multiplayer mode called Hawk, which I haven't tried it yet myself, but it sounds really cool. It's basically a mix of hide and seek and the basketball game Horse, you know, that we all played in our driveway or at the park. So one player skates around the level and drops the letters H, A, W, and K in strategic places, like up on a roof or other hard to reach spots. Then the other players have to skate around and find and collect those letters in a time limit. It's a really cool idea. I want to check that out. And as far as getting a lot of game for your buck, I really feel like they've done a bang-up job. Gameplay-wise, you know, it's just as tight and feels just as good as the series always does. I'll admit that I'm not really, you know, that great at the game. I'm fine, you know, I can get by, but I watched some of the Giant Bomb guys playing, and they were all like racking up these 100,000 point combos and crap. I'll never have the fancy finger work for all that, but I can still bust out a double back foot heel flip into an indie nose bone, you know, when I get in the groove. The game also gives you lots of tools if you want to adjust the difficulty on certain things to look like more of a badass. You can change the, you know, the time limit on the levels, double your trick scores, give yourself perfect balance, always full special meters. I really love that more games are letting you tweak things and tweak difficulties the way that you want to make it more fun and not getting all precious about, you know, it's meant to be difficult. FromSoft. Excuse me. Another thing that has been a big topic of conversation around this game is the soundtrack. Now, everyone knows how important the music is to a Tony Hawk game, but in this remake, they only brought back 10 of the songs from the original game out of like 70. It's probably, you know, due to a combination of licensing issues and, you know, Tony wanting to include new music that he's into. You know, he's admittedly, you know, has a big role in picking the songs, but either way, you know, there's not much that moved over. Now, here's a pro tip for you. I'm not sure if this works the same way on PlayStation, but if you're playing on Xbox, All you got to do is open the Spotify app on your Xbox dashboard and load up the Tony Hawk soundtrack of your choice, and then you just jump into the game and it seamlessly incorporates the Spotify music stream. You know, it keeps all the sound effects and the dialogue and all that, but it swaps out the music so you can really put on whatever songs you want, which is really cool. You know, they've tweaked things here and there, adding some things and removing a couple of things, but Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 is still just an absolute blast. Exploring the levels and finding all the cool little secrets and completing all the challenges. It's just been hours and hours of fun. It looks great, it plays great, and it is just a great kind of, you know, have the windows open summer chill game. I'm really curious now to see what they do next, and if we end up with another remake compilation, or if they take a big swing and release something brand new, like a Pro Skater 6, maybe. So, my wife sent me an article off of Facebook the other day, and, you know, okay. First of all, yes, it's Facebook. So the credibility of this article is already, you know, starting out at rock bottom. But it still managed to piss me off anyway because, you know, okay, so this article was from financebuzz.com. Got to make sure I get that right. Financebuzz.com, who I am unfamiliar with. Apparently they're a real website. But the headline for their story reads, quote, seniors born between 1941 and 1979 can receive these 10 benefits this month. Let me repeat that. Seniors born between 1941 and 1979. Are you out of your bloody mind? If you were born in 1941, okay, you're 84 years old. That's fine. You're old. You're a senior citizen. But 1979, you're not even 50 yet. That's not how this works. Now listen, I'll be the first to complain that I'm starting to feel like an old person. I'm tired all the time. My bones and joints ache. I take like a dozen pills a day, young people annoy the crap out of me, all of the hallmarks of an old fart. But deep down, I think I know that I still have, you know, at least a little bit of spring in my step. I'm not ready to spend my afternoons at the bingo hall and eat my Stouffer's microwave dinner while watching Wheel of Fortune. Not yet, anyway. So slow your roll, financebuzz.com. I appreciate the heads up on all the great deals, but I'll get back to you in about 15 or 20 years, all right? All of you, excuse me, 60 Minutes is coming on. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. So until next time, be well and happy gaming.